everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Mindful Marriage Podcast. My name is Brock. I'm the lead care and support pastor at Hope Fellowship, and I'm joined by the wonderful, the one, the only, Tara Wiedemeyer, licensed professional therapist. How are you doing, Tara?
I'm doing well. Hello, everybody.
Thank you. That's a good greeting. Tara struggles with her greetings a little bit. She's nervous.
It's weird. How do you greet people you're not seeing?
You pretend little faces.
Like I'm on the phone. Like,
yes, there you go. Yes, there you go. That's it. Your new, hey, what's up? Your greeting. So, Tara, this season, we're dedicating all our episodes to like a central theme. And so we're talking about gaining perspective and how difficult it is to really have compassion, empathy toward another person if we don't understand where they're coming from. And so would that be a decent way to describe where we're going this season, gaining perspective about your spouse?
Maybe like a B+. I think you can do better, Brock.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, break it down. Why are we doing this? Why do we think it's important to do perspective or give perspective? And
yeah, that's a good question. And so that's what
I just got a D minus.
You just got a D minus, yes. And so no, we're keeping that. She's telling me to cut and stop recording, but we're not. So we're gonna keep going. All right. She's mad.
But if you didn't listen to episode one, go back and do that, because we do lay the groundwork where Brock did an A+ job of describing, I think, why we are doing this and what it's kind of look like as it unfolds.
There we go. Perfect. All right. And so today we're talking about personality differences and how we need to gain perspective on that we are different. We did have different personalities and gain perspective.
We are different.
Yes. And understanding the other person's personality. So Tara, you have this beautiful analogy that I really like about two roads leading to a certain spot. Would you mind taking a moment when it comes to personality differences and our backgrounds and helping us understand your two roads analogy?
I will. Yes. Thank you, Brock. Okay. So we have, you know, I think it's cool to keep, or could be cool to keep this analogy in mind throughout these different episodes, in order for us to be active listeners and also empathetic, if you will. But the idea is that you've got one person, so person A, you know, coming from wherever they're coming from, whatever background, whatever experiences and story, their, you know, their organic personality, their family of origin, all of that, you know, so they're going down this road and it's going to look very different. It might be bumpy. It might have turns. It might be out in the middle of nowhere, you know, whatever that looks like, the details and the context there, but it's their own personal road, you know, and every single person in this world has their own road that they've come down and that they're on. And then you've got person B who is coming down another road, you know, and maybe that one is less bumpy, but has more like highs and lows, or, you know, the environment is just very different, but they also are coming from their own story, their own experiences, their own family of origin, and all of the stuff that makes us us and shapes us. So they're both going, you know, down the road, and, you know, they meet, they're dating, they want to get married, whatever that looks like, but they're walking toward this field, and they get to this field, and that's, I guess, a metaphor for, you know, marriage or the relationship. And we get there, and I think we have these expectations oftentimes, or this idea that we're going to get there and everything's going to be hunky-dory, and we're going to be able to mesh and complement each other well, and kind of like not be so influenced by those roads we just came down. And it's not that easy. You know, it can help if person A and B are coming down very similar roads. Sometimes, you know, you're going to have maybe less work to do in certain areas because you already have, like, you know, a common understanding of certain things or experiences. But a lot of times we're on very different roads, and then we get to that field, and it can be beautiful, but it can also be total chaos. And
yeah, because it's like you got two people and they've had their own experiences, their own hurts and pains, their own family of origin, their own way of looking at life. And then they're kind of, you know, we're all different. And then all of a sudden just expecting those people just to kind of mesh together and forget about all that stuff is really impossible. And so I think one of the first things that you and I talked about is that we have to acknowledge that there are differences. There are different paths to getting where we're at. And it doesn't mean one path is bad or better than the other. It's just acknowledging that, hey, we've had different paths. We have different personalities but have been shaped by that path. And so that's kind of the first step, is just to acknowledge that, hey, we are different and we do things differently, and that's okay. Would that mm-hmm. be a decent way to say it?
Yeah, for sure. I think acknowledge and then identify like what those differences are. And oftentimes we do that. I think it's human nature sometimes to do this, but anytime, and look at where we're at, like just in our world and like just the social unrest and things that are going on right now. But we look at, even if we love this person and are choosing to like spend our life with this person, a lot of times we look at those differences and they feel very like personal or challenging right off the bat. And so we put this negative spin on them, or they feel negative. And I think that doesn't always need to be the case. So, you know, when I say acknowledge and identify, that it really comes from the framework of like being objective and in a non-critical or judgmental way or spirit. But that's hard to do, especially if, you know, let's say you have some awareness of some stuff going on, or, you know, of the differences, and maybe your spouse is not quite there, or they see it very differently, again, because of that road they just came down, you know? And so, but a lot of times we look at ourselves and we look at them and we have this idea that like, okay, there's differences, so I need to make them more like me sometimes, yeah. Rather than like, let's just be like okay with these differences and figure out a way to still love each other well and move forward in a like-minded, like-hearted way.
Yeah, because I think that's a big problem that I've seen, especially in my own marriage, is like, it's you kind of look at your path and think, well, where I've landed, about thinking that's probably a decent perspective, and like this person should probably think the way I do instead
of, they need to come over to my path.
They need to come over to my path instead of realizing, hey, acknowledging they've taken a different path. There's strengths, there's weaknesses to theirs just as much as there is to yours. And then now our first step is not to change them, but our first step is to kind of identify what path and kind of their story a little bit, kind of building awareness of like who they are and their background and why they think, instead of judging right away, but saying that their path is wrong, they need to come over to mine. We need to be students and learning and building awareness of their experiences so that we can better understand them. And it seems like oftentimes when we do that, we gain empathy as we hear people's stories, and therefore we kind of gain context. And so therefore it's not as stark, as black and white, as so different as we think. It's just they may say things a little differently. They may have a different path, but we're building awareness so that we can build some empathy and understand, and not trying to change them necessarily right away, but we're trying just to learn. So that would be, again, I keep asking this question, but I think that's a decent way of looking at the marriage relationship.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that we keep in mind that like we chose this person, you know? And so why choose them? We're not choosing them to make them our, like our pet project. That's not okay. You know? And so we chose them, hopefully knowing where they come from. And I mean, a lot of that we find out more context and details as time goes on, but you know, it's not, like I said, no two people are ever going to have that same road. And that can be a really cool, beautiful thing. And to try to make somebody else be more like us is, first of all, not really doable, but also it's not necessary, and it's not helpful to building something that is productive and healthy and rooted in like true intimacy and health.
No, and the other thing it does, we've talked a lot about my buddy Gottman, and he has this idea of accepting
influence.
My buddy, he's my friend.
Oh, dear.
But like this idea of accepting influence, that he says that one of the best things we can do in a marriage is realize that we're not perfect. We don't have all the answers. Kind of the other side of the Jerry Maguire dumb statement about you complete me. Not that we're looking for a person to complete us, but realizing that we have inadequacies and blind spots and sharp edges. And this idea I love in the Bible about iron sharpens iron. I used to think that was kind of a fun, kind of a nice little process, but that's really kind of a metal hitting against other metal and heat and all kinds of tough stuff. And so, but that process results in someone being better. And if we can accept influence from someone that's different than us or our spouse that God has called us to, then we're going to be better people as well. And so, Tara, we have said, you know, that accepting influence, learning, building awareness about other people is a good idea. And so you have identified a couple resources that can actually begin the process of helping us do that. Like the, you talked about, again, your buddy as well, the Gottman quiz, about
uncle,
the,
my uncle,
your uncle. Yes. And so, so there's a quiz and Tara and I both have taken this quiz and you can find it. We'll give you the information about it, but it's kind of this idea of, if we need to be aware that that's an issue we need to focus on, we need to identify what the difference is. So we need to be on this journey then of identifying our personality differences. And so this test was, how well do you know your partner? Okay. And so Tara, you took the test and you got a score out of 22 of
19.
Yes. And so, and I took the score, the test and got a score of 20. So obviously I'm,
you're the more better,
the better,
you're person. The better spouse. In the marriages.
But I would be interesting to have our spouses take this test. I don't think my score would have been nearly as high, so I might have given myself great grace. And so, Tara, how can, if somebody wanted to start to build awareness, how could they find that test?
If you go to, well, Brock, I didn't know you were going to ask me.
Well,
that.
I'm sorry. So
it's okay. If you go to Gottman.com, so G-O-T-T-M-A-N.com, and it is under, 1 second, please, everybody.
Sorry for the technical inefficiency. I sprung a question, or is it sprung, sprang, spring?
Sprung, sprung.
Sprung, sprang, spranged?
No, it's sprung.
Okay.
Don't, that's in rap.
So, but as Tara's looking that up, there's also some other assessments that are out there. Like if you wanted to do the 5 love languages quiz, we'll talk about that a little later in the season. But that's a great one to go and learn to gain perspective, how they see the world. There's also Doctors Les and Leslie Parrott, which is my favorite last name. People are trying to help with marriages, the Parrots. They have a thing called SYMBIS, S-Y-M-B-I-S, Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts. And they have a pretty comprehensive assessment. So there's a lot of therapists that use that. So that's a great way to begin to understand the differences. And so if you wanted to reach out to us, we can get you connected with someone that can help you go over those results. And the SYMBIS costs a little bit money, like $30 or something like that. The rest of them don't cost.
Yeah. The other ones are free. But the SYMBIS is much more in depth, than these other ones. These other ones are really to, like Brock said, to kind of get the ball rolling and like to start building that. They are not, I would say they're definitely more, they're more broad, big picture kind of stuff. But so to get to that quiz, you go to Gottman.com, go to couples.
G-O-T-T-M-A-N.
Yes. Thank you, Brock. you go to couples and then resources, and it's under, it says relationship quiz. And so.
And they have other relationship type quizzes and stuff on Gottman.
Yes. They have all kinds of resources on there. Cool. It's awesome. Yeah. I'm really glad he's my uncle. But, the things that he, where did that go? So this particular one though goes over, your knowledge about your partner, like how much you know about just them in general, romantic relationship, friendship and values. And so I just think it's a cool, jumping off point for, you know, you get these, results, and I think it would be good to have your spouse do it as well. And then sit down and share your results and maybe not do it all at once, because we really unpack some of these, especially the ones where there are differences or even misunderstandings, then that's going to take some time. And oftentimes those conversations can be draining, you know, or get really emotional. And so just making sure you know, there's not a sense of urgency to this for sure, but right. I think that would be a really cool thing to do.
But you're really just trying to, a lot of it is you're trying to just to build awareness of their path that they've walked down. You're trying to gain understanding. And as you gain understanding, you gain empathy. And then ultimately, as we gain empathy, we can accept that influence of that person. We become better people. Our marriage becomes a better spot. So, because it seems like in my experience, Tara, that as I work with couples, that most the idea that opposites attract seems to still be alive and well. Not always, but a lot of times. And so there's just a lot of differences between us. I mean, male, female, those different paths we've walked down, how we see the world. And so that's still kind of a big deal. And so I don't know if you guys have picked up on this, but Tara and I, these podcast co-hosts are very different human beings as well. And so we have unique ways of looking at life that we frustrate each other with from time to time. And Tara is very vocal about her frustration with me.
I frustrated you before? Oh. You mean because I'm so on time all the time?
Yeah, not in the last 30 minutes I've been frustrated. So, so anyway, I want to do some rapid fire questions that Tara and I are going to answer to show our potential personality differences. And these would be potentially maybe things to think about in your marriage as well. All right. So Tara, when it comes to social activities and going out with friends, how often should one do that? Or should you be more of a homebody? What would be your personality on that?
Okay. So caveat here really quick. Okay. We're not recommending these for people. This is just where we are. So y'all can see kind of like a different take.
Getting an idea where our personalities are different.
So what we say is not what we're recommending.
No, it's just male, female perspective, broad perspective. Yes.
Well, and also too, my answer is going to be based on, you know, my personality and my husband's, who we too are also very different. And so, but to answer your question, we're both homebodies. Him much more so than I am, though. So say your question again.
Well, so first, these are meant to be rapid fire.
I know. So let's start over. Go.
All right.
Socially, rapid fire me. Go.
Socially, going out, should you be homebodies or going out? What would be your perspective?
Combination.
See, I'm a homebody.
More on the homebody side, though.
I'm more on the homebody side. My wife is more on the let's go out with people side. So there's a difference in us. What about when it comes to money? Are you a more of a saver or a spender?
Saver.
See, for some reason, I doubt that.
What? And you don't get to tell me who I am, bro.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm just gaining from your perspective.
Stay in your lane.
So wait.
Why? Hold on. Why do you think that?
Well, because it feels like, from my perspective, and this is going too far, that you enjoy life well. And like you're a person that's like, I'm going to be with my friends and be with my family. I'm just going to enjoy life. And that's a beautiful thing. So
I agree. Thank you.
So I'm a delayer of life.
But you don't have to spend money to enjoy life.
Okay. So
because you hold on. These are not rapid fire.
I want to unpack this.
Fine. We're unpacking this later when we
okay,
hit.
We'll unpack it later. Okay.
Stop recording.
What about how spirituality? Should you guys be going to church all the time or doing Bible studies together? What would your perspective be on that? So
That's a loaded question, especially right now when church is all online. But no, I think as much as that can be a family experience, yes, but I don't think that we need to. I like the idea of spirituality more than being religious. And so that does not have to always be found in a church setting, if you will.
So I'm a pastor at Hope Fellowship. So I'm
thank you for interrupting me.
Whatever Tara's saying is wrong. So I'm joking. I was completely joking.
This
is a perspective. I was trying to be funny.
I think both, but I also think again, there's things that we can do to feed ourselves spiritually that don't have to be in church walls.
Okay.
Boom.
So I agree with that. I think going to church and having some regular practice, I need structure. So I'm a structure guy. Okay. Should you guys go to bed together at the same time or does it really matter in your home? This is not necessarily a personality difference, but a preference potentially.
I like a combo there as well.
I like going to bed at the same time. All right. How about if you, pets, do you think you should have a pet, no pets, multiple pets? What would your
pets?
Pets.
For sure. I want to have a zoo one day.
I think one is wonderful. Would you rather cook or do takeout?
Combo.
See, I enjoy the experience of the takeout. As the saver, I don't enjoy the expense of the takeout.
Amen.
What about like home projects? Should you try to learn and go on YouTube and try to figure these things out, or should you hire these things out?
I think that is a contextual thing, because you're asking me on a very raw week where Daniel tried to do some plumbing in our home.
Don't throw Daniel under the bus.
Right? I am not throwing Daniel under the bus. Right. He threw himself under the bus when we had to call the real plumber. So I think some things, absolutely, take them on, make them a fun project, learn from them. But, you know, also realize when you're in over your head and ask for help.
All right. So in my home, I can't fix anything. I am awful. I can't fix a thing. And so I'm hiring. My wife has got a little bit of an engineering mind, so she likes to get in and try to tackle projects. And so at our house, it's different. She will try to take on those projects where I will like just hire someone. So, all right. When it comes to communication, what would be would you like to have long like weekends of just talking, or would you like to get to the point? Do you like to kind of tell stories around things? How would you
describe your communication? Get to the point. I would like to spend long weekends doing like cool stuff and hanging out with him, but I don't want to be talking the whole time.
Okay. All right. I'm the same way. My wife enjoys the conversation. That makes her feel very connected. So that's how we're a little bit different there. So, but we'll go into a lot of these things later. And I think even the next episodes, we talk about differences and gaining perspective. We're going to do kind of hopefully a fun episode. We're going to talk about differences in the bathroom. the way we like the toilet paper to hang, toothpaste squeezing, all that kind of dumb stuff. And so it's meant to be a fun episode. We'll see what happens. And so, Tara, any parting thoughts as we really look at personality differences? Any, if you were to summarize, like, here's what I would like people to walk away from this episode, what would you say?
I think give yourself a break and give your partner a break, you know, like recognizing where we come from and, you know, the stuff that has shaped us is what it is, and same for them. And we don't need to, those don't need to be areas of contention or conflict necessarily. They may need to be addressed, but just again, like, I think being compassionate, building your empathy for yourself and for your spouse is the way to go.
Yeah. And I love your two roads analogy. That really makes a lot of sense to me. And I think part of it is just acknowledging that, hey, we have walked different paths, and then being able to identify how those paths have looked differently. And even then to, like you said, to have empathy about the path they've walked down, the path I've walked down, and then to even begin to celebrate differences that are going to make us ultimately into a better whole human being and a better follower of Christ ultimately, as we learn to take some of those rough edges off. And it's like, we say the prayer, God, make me a better human being. And I think God in some ways has answered that and say, hey, here's your spouse. And then we gripe about that they're different, but that's kind of that iron sharpens iron thing's a little tough.
We say we want to be refined, and then we complain and want to get out of the fire.
Exactly. And that's kind of,
it hurts.
It does. Thank you for the vocalization at the end. So thank you guys for being with us today on the Mindful Marriage Podcast. And we pray for your marriages and hope that this helps a little bit along the way. So have a great day, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Mindful Marriage Podcast. Learn more about the marriage ministry at Hope by visiting hopefellowship.net/marriage.